tuned in to the Roto Experts.
This is the Roto Experts. Alongside the fantasy executive, Corey Parson, back from his bye week. The king, Scott Angle.
56 is the mic.
Oh, Lord. Here we go.
Scott's off his medication.
You're going to be on yours.
You were supposed to take the blue pills, Scott. Yeah. Not the other one.
And you're going to be in the hospital soon.
Matt Bodica. I am Greg Sussman. Guys, Monday Night Football in the books. And Scotty, you actually read me a really interesting stat during the break in regards to T.Y. Hilton. Last night in the Titans' victory over the Colts, T.Y. Hilton had one catch for 19 yards. And there's a bit of a trend for T.Y. on the road, but it's also been kind of a trend this season in general.
Yeah, it has. He's played much better. Right. But then you look at his game log, he's had two big games against Cleveland and San Francisco at home. Other than that, you know, he hasn't really been putting up the numbers at all.
You guys, four targets is just unacceptable.
Pathetic.
It's pathetic. Yeah, it's gotta
especially against that secondary.
He's got to get the football in his hands more. You know what happened when the football's in son's hand. He go crazy with it. He look like he's running across. You just see 13 running across the field with nobody near him. You're like, who's 13? And why is nobody covering him? That's T.Y. Hilton, one of the best wide receivers in the game. Four targets last night. That's unacceptable versus that secondary. So that's why they lost, and that's good for them.
Well, here's the other thing. Jacoby Brissett has been something of a game manager with mobility. You know, he's had one 300-yard game, but other than that, he really hasn't done much passing-wise. He hasn't hurt the team. He's shown some ability. He's made some timely plays, but he's not putting up numbers, and he's not going to gun it on a consistent basis. In fact, most times, he isn't going to gun it. You know, Brissett was a decent streamer, got you 18.1 in like an NFFC last night, but he wasn't going to take advantage of that matchup. But Jacoby Brissett has not been putting up the ball as a thrower. He's been making good decisions. He's been a sound backup NFL quarterback. But for fantasy purposes, you know, he's not airing it out.
Yeah, but he should have had that. I mean, Moncrief, in my opinion, has to make that catch. That should have been a touchdown there. But he's been pretty good, all things considered. When you go through 6 weeks without Andrew Luck, and they're 2-4, and they had a real opportunity to be 3-3, and that's including the one game that Scott told you and stuff.
From an NFL perspective, I totally agree with you. This is what you want your backup quarterback to do. But the offense, it's, you know, T.Y. Hilton is, you know, not reliable at all with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback.
But as a fantasy owner, there's nothing you can do about it.
No, what are you going to do, bench him?
Right, you're not going to bench him.
Because he could have that blow-up game at any time.
Correct.
It's boom or bust right now.
But the problem is, and Corey mentioned it to me during the break, is there still no timetable on Andrew Luck. Like, I know, Matt, everyone's kind of saying the first week of November, but they asked him last night before the game. They said, hey, the next time these two teams play at the end of November, will you be there? He goes, I don't know.
Just check the Captain Andrew Luck tweets.
We'll come back. I want to ask seriously the concern now on Andrew Luck a little bit more. I got to get that in there. It, you know, it soothes me. And then we'll talk about some of the waiver wire running backs to pick up coming up here in Week 7. Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racing.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things, just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
Fantasy Sports Radio Network, this is the Roto Experts, presented by DX Racer. Corey, you read the report to me during a break a moment ago that Andrew Luck, I have no idea when he's coming back.
Nah, no timetable for his return. That comes straight from the horse's mouth, one being the horse being Mr. Ant. The horse being Mr. Andrew Luck. Now, with that being said, this is not a good thing if you're looking to buy on guys like T.Y. and Moncrief and stuff like that. The only thing he's saying is he expects to play in 17. So practicing. I don't know if he started running the scout squad yet. That'd be the next step. So you got it's for luck right now. It's about reaching certain milestones, seeing where the team is at. He'll play in 17. Hopefully, it's sooner than later. That's really the only thing that I can tell you right now. I don't know nothing that did. All I know is what the man said, and that's all he's giving us.
I blame Mike Florio.
I do too.
He took Zeke in front of me. I was hoping he took Luck. He was just debating it, and I wound up taking Luck. So
yep, there you go.
Hasn't been Luck.
So we're just gonna keep waiting on Andrew Luck. Is that the thing?
What are you gonna do, Greg? Send him to the waiver wire.
I'd like to.
Then do it, Dan.
I want to do this
weeks
ago.
And he'll be picked up immediately.
Yeah, so go ahead and do it.
I mean, at least try and trade him. I mean, there's got to be.
You said that every week. I try every week.
I mean, the Jameis Winston owner or the Andrew Aaron Rodgers.
But Luck doesn't help them.
But what do you, I mean, just get something. I mean, I don't know.
I can't. Nobody wants him. It's my damn problem. All right.
I do believe it is hard to move him in. Have you tried?
Of course I've tried.
Yeah. I mean, if I owned Aaron Rodgers, I would not mind having Andrew Luck on my bench at this point.
He just gets me so agitated, Andrew Luck.
I can see that, though. The Rodgers owner,
So I can't.
Throwing Luck at him.
I can't. Because Luck's not playing, Rodgers isn't playing. So you have two quarterbacks you can't
draft. Well, you're cutting Rodgers.
Yeah, but not necessarily. That's how you think. Maybe the other owner doesn't necessarily think that way. You could look at that, and he thinks differently about it. Just because you're thinking that way doesn't mean somebody else
won't. I'm
looking
at somebody that can get me through the next few weeks, and then if Luck's comes back.
See,
in most of the leagues, it's the top six teams that make the playoffs. So if that's the case, and you get into the playoffs, and say Andrew Luck comes back week 10. And he's got a couple of weeks under his belt, and now you can play him. I'm going to be if I don't have Aaron Rodgers anymore, I'm going to be pretty happy to be starting Andrew Luck.
Yeah, if I'm 4-2, and I still think I'm in it, and you offer me Andrew Luck, I have to think about it. Maybe you wouldn't want that situation, but somebody else might.
If you want Andrew Luck, please come at me. Please take him from me. Let's look at the waiver wire running backs. Corey, I got to start at the top. Because at 4 o'clock today, we're going to get some ruling on Ezekiel Elliott one way or another.
Yeah, and I've thought about this over the weekend.
The good news is the earliest waiver wire is going to run are overnight tonight. So you're going to have some clarity on if Ezekiel Elliott's going to play on Sunday by the time your waiver wire runs, which is great. So if you didn't have a waiver wire run over the weekend or since really last Thursday when this news broke, you is your first chance at Ezekiel Elliott, replacement in Darren McFadden or Alfred Morris. You've had some time, as you said, to contemplate this over the weekend. You thought this through. If both guys are out there, what do you do?
If both guys are out there, the priority has to be Darren McFadden.
So you're switching?
I switched, yes. I switched. Okay. I'm allowed to change my mind.
Absolutely.
I'm allowed to change my mind.
I agree. 100%.
Oh, okay. You got a problem with me changing my mind, Scott?
Probably the way you dread Tony addressed me.
So listen, yes, that's right. Because you look at the situation with Jerick McKinnon and Lat Murray, always go for the pass catching running back.
You got to go for the upside. I mean, I just think everybody says, well, Alfred Morris has dressed and played it. Alfred Morris has 8 carries on the year.
So they might want to keep him in the same role. You know, like we talked about, they might be carrying Darren McFadden and mothballs just for this kind of moment.
No doubt. So that's probably what it is. Put him on ice. Break in case of emergency. He will know about 4 o'clock a day if they're going to break or not. If they do break, Darren McFadden is a priority. Prioritize DMC, PPR, or standard. And then you drop down. You get Alfred Morris if you don't get Darren McFadden. If you get Alfred Morris, don't look at it as a consolation prize. He's going to be in the mix, too. Who knows? He could get the goal line work. We definitely know he's a better between the tackle runner. Just that McFadden has a thing where he can catch the football better out of the backfield. So that's how I would do it. As far as carrying all 3, you won't have to because you'll know if you'll be able to cut Zeke or not. You want to carry 2. What are you going to do, play him at the same time?
Well, here's the thing, too, and I've said it before. When you have a superstar franchise running back like Ezekiel Elliott, a lot of times when you drop down, that takes more than one player to replace
exactly.
him. Exactly. Because Zeke can run inside, he can run outside. Now you have 2 guys that can do it,
and he was
Morris
getting involved
and
in the
McFadden.
Passing game this year.
So you know, it takes 2 guys to replace him. Both, like you say, the consolation prize, you know, Morris might, he might be
he's
the goal line
he's
back.
He's going to get some work, too.
They might both be useful.
And what Scott is saying is correct, because when I was out on Sunday, they had 3 people in here to replace me. So you see that it takes multiple people to replace some of these bigger talents.
It takes a village.
Corey has this huge ego where it took 3 people to replace him.
Yeah, for 2 hours yesterday, we had nobody replacing us. That's what
The thing I would do. There you go.
Is I think it even raises Dak even higher.
Yeah, no doubt. So you got to get that done. So
Dak Prescott, when I do my in-season ranks on rotoexperts.com today, staying right where he is, outside the top three, Dak Prescott is my number four ranked fantasy quarterback.
Who's your top three?
Oh, I'm sorry. Now it's top two. I forgot the Rodgers thing. He's my third now. He goes up.
Outside of
Brady and Breeze, it's Dak.
Well, yeah. How about Deshaun Watson? He needs to be in that conversation.
Deshaun Watson's number four.
He needs to be in that conversation.
Deshaun Watson's number four.
So you have Russell Wilson behind both of those guys?
Yes.
Okay. Fair enough. All right. So we talked a lot about Darren McFadden and Alfred Morris last week, right? Last Thursday and Friday specifically. So how much would you spend on those guys if they're still available today? And then we'll move on to some of the running backs that could be available.
Give me a number. How much you got? How much you got in your fab budget left?
I got $60 out of 100 left.
You got 60 out of 100 left? How much am I going to go get DMC for?
Yes,
I'm putting 35 on DMC.
And that is if Ezekiel Elliott is suspended
That's
today?
That's if Ezekiel Elliott is suspended today.
Okay.
Yeah, I was thinking 33 was the first number that came to my mind, so I'm in that same range.
If I need a running back badly, I'm probably going like $51.
Empty the clip.
I get some tweets about that.
Empty the clip?
They like it.
They like empty the clip?
They're in on empty the clip.
What about Orleans Darkwa? How much you spend
on him? So Orleans Darkwa is obviously the next guy on my next guy on the list, right? After McFadden and Morris, then you get to some of the guys from this week. And that's at the top is Orleans Darkwa. Over 100 yards, he's a very good, very, very good, the number one defense in the league. And he was the starter, the unquestioned starter, not Wayne Gallman. It was Orleans Darkwa. And I get it. The Giants have no wide receivers. Maybe they caught Denver off guard. Maybe everything was a perfect scenario for the Giants this week, and that's why it worked for Orleans Darkwa. But in a league where we are always desperate for running back and trying to acquire them, Orleans Darkwa is going to get bought. So how much would you spend, Matt Modica,
on Orleans Darkwa? 60?
Well, make it out of 100. I have 60.
Well, no, but nobody's got like 100.
No, you shouldn't. Unless you're inactive.
All right, so yeah. Say you have 60.
Out of that 60, if I need the running back, maybe I go like 33.
Uh-huh.
If not, you know, maybe like 20 to 25.
Yeah, if I need the running back, I'm in that 19 to 24 range. If I'm going for Orleans Darkwa, drop down, obviously, than some of the more prominent backs this week. Maybe I even put Deion Lewis over him. I understand the Patriot running back is it's tough to trust, but they do got two cake matchups coming up versus the Falcons and the Chargers, so that'll give you a little two-week window. We're starting to see Gillislee snaps go down, so if Lewis gets into some goal line work also, then you've really got something that you can cook with right now. But back to Orleans Darkwa. 21 carries last week against the out defense. He got it done. You feel what I'm saying? Now, moving forward, is he going to continue to get that volume in the Giants offense? Who knows? Is he going to continue to look that well? Who knows? But I think, at least for right now, you got something that you can solidly say, okay, well, here's a piece. Let me put him in my lineup and cross my fingers. Or hopefully you use him for bench depth. I do not like him as a starter, but he should be owned in 12-team leagues.
If I need a running back, I'm going in that 35-36 range.
You going more than McFadden?
I'll take him over McFadden because I don't know, you know, because the Giants are going to run the ball now. They are going to run the ball. They're going to try, and you know what? They succeeded last week. They won that game. It's like, there's no way I'm going to say use Eli Manning this week when last week they won and Eli threw one touchdown pass. This team's going to have to run the ball. And Orleans Darkwa, he did it against the Broncos last week, right?
Why hasn't he done it his whole career? This is a one off. I would not look at it and say that Orleans Darkwa is going to run like this the rest of the season.
Every time he got the ball this year, though, he's run well. He has run well, and now he's going to get more opportunities. I'm in on Orleans Darkwa. Eli Manning's not going to be throwing the ball too much.
A thing to consider is McAdoo finally relinquished the play call.
Yeah.
So, and like you said, the Giants don't have the receiving core. I mean, it's pretty much Ingram and Darkwa. That's the two pieces.
The one thing I worry about, though, Corey, I'm thinking about it, though, is there's going to be a lot of times when this team get games scripted, though. And
the Giants have a good defense, though. We saw that Sunday night.
They do.
You know, I mean, I don't think Seattle's coming in.
But how long they have a good defense? But when it's three and out after three and out after three and out after three and out,
the defense is not as good. They've actually, I guess, it forced them to go like max protect now too.
Yeah, that's true. I don't know. It's just a nasty situation. I listen, you got to do it. Put him on your bench. I'm not prioritizing him over Darren McFadden. That's
I would.
Out there.
I'm not doing that either.
I wouldn't do that.
And honestly, talking about game script, talking about the Giants, who really, outside of this past week, hasn't run the ball totally effectively, I'll spend like 12 to 15 and move on, personally.
Mm-hmm.
A couple more running backs to get to. We'll do the wide receivers as well. This is the Roto Expert, sponsored by DX Racer.
Have you ever wanted to have a fantasy expert in the palm of your hand? Or better yet, in the pocket of your khakis? Well, check it out. Now you can. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Download it now to your phone. We promise no weird viruses, no strange tracking things. Just 24 hours a day, 7 days a week of pure fantasy knowledge dropping all over your head. It's the Fantasy Sports Radio Network app. Stop being a weirdo and streaming it online. Get it on your phone. Take it with you everywhere you go.
All right, so Orleans Darkwa, the top guy on the list. I want to get some other names out there for you. After this week with Adrian Peterson.
Oh, Lord. What? Wait a minute.
Oh, yeah, you weren't here for this yesterday.
Yeah. Who put on Adrian Peterson's jersey this week?
David Johnson?
Maybe that's what it was.
Are you buying or selling going forward?
Sell. I saw the highlights. I got the receipts. It was volume. I think they caught the defense off guard. He does not look like Adrian Peterson.
I don't know if it was volume. You know, I was watching the game. I don't know if it was volume, but because he broke off that one big touchdown run. But I know where you're coming from because he didn't get the carries in New Orleans, but traditionally he's what you call a rhythm back. When you feed him the ball, he's going to gain more confidence. He doesn't have the power that he used to, but he's still got vision. He's still got some juke. The speed is not there, but he's got vision. He's got juke. He's got some quickness. I would say he's about 3/5 of what he used to be.
The thing that what I will say is he's a starter in fantasy leagues right now because of the volume. Mm-hmm. He's going to touch the football a lot, even behind that terrible O-line. The only thing I like about him is the volume because what's his son's name? Carson Palmer threw the football 22 times this week. His quarterback rating was the highest it's been all season by far. But they're going to want to keep that going. And the way they keep that going is by feeding Adrian Peterson. But he keep carrying the football as much as he has and looking as toast as he has, for real, he's going to get hurt again, I would sell.
It was 24-0 at one point, too. So the game scripted. Look, I saw a stat yesterday from Pro Football Focus. I believe it was Pro Football Focus. That and then the 27 carries he had with New Orleans versus the 26 carries he had on Sunday, he had more yards after contact with New Orleans than he did on Sunday.
There were some big calls on Sunday. It's surprising.
He looked good. A little shifty on a couple of players. I'll be honest there.
Greg, can you pull it up on this table right here, the stat pack, the highlight package for Adrian Peterson? Because it wasn't that explosive Adrian Peterson. Some of those runs that Adrian Peterson had 2-3 years ago, he got outside that box, he was gone. Them runs were going to the crib. They were efficient runs this time.
You know what, though? There were some runs, to give him credit, where he made people miss. He did do that.
And in the future,
I think you plan for him, you'll stop him.
Because he used to be a complete package of power, speed, quickness, juke, everything. He's still got some of those facets, but he doesn't run for the power and the speed that he used to.
How about these three backs? Peterson, Martin, McKinnon. I know who I want.
McKinnon.
I want Martin.
McKinnon is getting it done.
I want
done.
McKinnon.
I want Martin.
I'll take McKinnon over Martin every day.
I'll take Martin over
25
McKinnon.
25 points a game since Dalvin Cook has been out the lineup. Jerick McKinnon. That's David Johnson-type numbers.
That's Dalvin Cook-type numbers, too.
Can you rewind this, Greg? Sorry.
I feel like I'm doing multiple things here.
I'm sorry. Mr. Sussman is at the blackboard. Here we go. This is the first one right here. This is a good-looking run right here from AP. But he's leaving right there, and he lost his footing a little bit.
He's running very upright. You know, I noticed that during the game, too. And like that's not something that he did in his prime. He had a much lower base.
So there you go right there. So, listen, as we now, obviously you're not in Studio 34 with us. You don't see what we're watching. But this is good stuff. You know what I'm saying? Turn it up. tell the kids to hush up. You know what I'm saying? And drop them off to school. Now, this next one right here, it gets through the line. This is a good-looking run right here. But this right here, you know, that's a good-looking run right there.
I think I think there was a good play call right there. We're talking about the touchdown run right there because the defense obviously blitzed and they caught him off guard with the draw play.
So there you go right there, Mr. Sussman. You have to step back in here until we get to the next play.
Let me get some other running backs here as you break down the next play. All right. CJ Prosser is returning from injury, returning for Seattle. Zero.
No, for what?
Now let me say something. He's always going to get hurt, but it would not shock me. It would not shock me if he is the starting running back for the Seahawks this week because I feel like they don't trust Thomas Rawls. Eddie Lacy is not healthy. I would not be surprised if it's CJ Prosser is the starting running back getting the most touches for the Seahawks this week until he gets hurt, and then it's J.D. McKissic.
He should be the starting running back for the Seahawks. I mean, just if he gets hurt or not, you got to put him out
there.
So
then it's not
enough for you. You know why, too? Because I don't think the Giants will be expecting it, and when he is in there, he's that kind of chess piece that puts extra pressure on any defense.
Look, he's still very talented. It's just the guy just can't stand.
All right, so how much do you spend on CJ Prosser?
I'm not spending a lot.
I'm not spending a lot,
but I'll put a few bucks on him. If I get him, I get him. If I don't, I don't.
$4. You won't have to spend a lot on him because a lot of people in your league are not going to think about picking him up. They're already too frustrated with the injuries. I'd spend $11, and I'd probably get him.
Don't hit my DX racer chair again, Scott.
I'll hit your nose,
and I'll call the police.
Matt, and they'll take you away.
I know. They'll be like, why'd you bother him? I'll be like, I'm the one with the broken nose. They'll be like, come with me.
Matt, you have been Mr. Rex Burkhead.
Sir, are you okay?
You've been Mr. Rex Burkhead all year long. Deion Lewis, of course, the Rex Burkhead's still out. Deion Lewis has been the one that stepped up when Mike Gillisley had his fumbling issues when he wasn't having much success. Deion Lewis scored a touchdown, obviously, this past weekend. Are you in on Deion Lewis?
Yeah, no, I'll definitely go in on Deion Lewis. Mike Gillisley fumbling was not a good look for him. That's that. Of course, not a good look. So Deion Lewis is the next man up. He's looked pretty good in that role. The problem with him is he's got to stay healthy, too. He has an injury history.
A long history.
And the guy that, like I said, for me, if I'm in a 10-man bench, I can, you know, do that. On a regular, you got a 5 or 6-man bench, you can't be holding him.
Your boy, Rex Burkhead, is going to practice this week. Dollar make you holler on Rex Burkhead.
Yep.
If you have the roster,
we had a very spirited debate that you missed yesterday, Corey. It's just like,
I was on bye, Scott.
Jake was like, I'm not messing with any New England running back. It's a waste of time. But James White, yes. But with Burkhead and Lewis back there, it becomes even more muddled to me.
See, the thing about the Patriots score so many points, you have to be involved.
You don't know what it is from week to week, though.
But you have to be involved. And if you miss, so what? You missed on it that week. But it's so much production. Like you said, they score so much points. To say you're going to wash your hands of it all together, I think that's a mistake. That's taking a hard stand that you don't have to take. So, listen, you rostered one of the guys and he misses that week. You know what? So what? You know, you feel what I'm saying, but you got to take the opportunity.
You can't leave that kind of point out there.
When you need to put some guys in.
Yeah, you can't be like, I'm not going to pick him up because he's a Patriot running back. Okay, then fine. You don't want to pick him up because he's a Patriot running back? Then go ahead and play damn Orleans Dog, playing Wade Gallman then. You like that? That you more comfortable with Wayne Gallman? You feel what I'm
people
saying?
People went out and they were spending like $250 on Wayne.
You more comfortable with Marlon Mack than you are with Deion Lewis? Then go ahead. Then be my guest. I hope you're on my damn schedule that week so I can kick your ass. Sorry, Jameis. Come over.
Would you rather own Rex?
His arm is hurt. Can we get a little
another Jameis turnover?
Can we get a little tape to put over Jameis' shoulder?
Would you rather own Rex Burkhead or Devontae Booker?
Devontae Booker.
Rex Burkhead.
What can Rex Burkhead do better than Devontae Booker, Scott?
Play. He could be on the field.
Doubt it.
He could be utilized in multiple things. We saw in the preseason when Gillisley was out, he was the short yardage back. We saw week one, he got targeted in the end zone. Week two, he caught a touchdown pass in the end zone. They throw to him deep. There was rumors about when Edelman went down, he could be a slot guy. So the fact that he could be that Swiss Army knife kind of guy.
I love that.
I feel what you're saying, but the difference is between the two players, if Devontae Booker gets a shot, he's a bell cow running back that catch the football and get goal line work.
The difference
and
is...
None of those Patriot running backs are bell cow running backs.
And the difference is, though, is Booker needs the injury to get on the field, and right now Burkhead will get on the field, period.
For 14 snaps.
You would just say, no, take a gamble on him.
Yeah, I would take a gamble on him. I want him on my bench. I would put Devontae Booker as my RB1 if he gets opportunity. He should be owned.
Other running backs out there this week. We mentioned it before to you, Corey. You didn't like this one. That's Alex Collins. If Alex Collins is still out there, he's looking better.
You have to.
You have to. He looks good.
Yeah, I guess so.
I'm a Buck Allen guy. I was expecting a good week from Buck Allen.
Collins is still available in 70% of Yahoo leagues. He's got to be picked up.
Here's the thing with Collins. He got cut because he fumbled too much in Seattle. Then they pick him up in Baltimore, right? He starts running well. He starts fumbling. The volume is going to increase if the ball security is there. He's going to be their lead runner if he holds on to the football.
I just stripped the ball from him, man.
They've been trying the last week or two. It hasn't happened.
Scott was right on Alex Collins, though.
He was, 100%.
That's what's up, Scott.
Two veteran running backs now. I do want to bring up, you're probably going to get laughed at, but I got to do it. Matt Forte had, what, 9 catches this past weekend?
He makes me sick to my stomach. Why is he still playing?
I don't know.
Trade his ass, please, so they can get the young guy some work.
I'm not even big on Elijah McGuire, then, either.
Is there any interest in Matt Forte?
Hell no.
Yeah, I don't really.
Is there any interest in Chris Ivory? We saw Leonard Fournette.
I'd rather have Chris Ivory than Matt Forte.
What the hell was that? What happened? How did Chris? What happened?
Ivory got nine passes this past week
in the 2-minute drill and stuff like that. And
no. Look, Fournette hurt his foot and ankle again.
Yeah, and that's the thing. You got a guy that Ivory, to me, we're gonna have to we cut him in our prime, me and Mikhail, and we're gonna have to go pay up for him to get him back.
Especially if you're a Leonard Fournette owner.
Yeah,
obviously.
If you're a Fournette owner, you need to own him.
You need to own Chris Ivory. You need to own handcuffs. Him. It's very obviously Chris Ivory right now. Last running back, and that's only, this is not for tomorrow, okay? This is if he gets dropped this week. That's going to be Theo Riddick because people may need.
Oh, yes.
People may need to cut somebody for the bye week because they're on a bye this week. If Theo Riddick's underwhelmed, then people are going to look at this as a game script game and he didn't do anything. If Theo Riddick gets dropped, pick his ass up.
Pick him up because if Golden Tate misses multiple weeks, Theo Riddick's targets are going to go through the roof.
Correct.
They run similar routes. If Riddick is on the wire and Tate's out, if Riddick is on the wire, period, in a point per reception, pick him up.
Correct.
Because if Tate misses extensive time, you're going to start seeing Theo Riddick more and more involved in the passing game.
Yeah, they can't trust. A lot of people are going to wrongly pick up Galladay, I think.
I don't think it's wrong to pick up Galladay.
I don't think it's wrong.
What has he really shown since opening week, though? I think Marvin Jones is going to be the guy.
He's been hurt.
Even when he was in there after that first game, you really didn't hear much from him.
He's a rookie. Let the season go. I'd be picking up Galladay.
I'm picking up Galladay as well. And speaking of Galladay, let's talk more about the wide receivers when we come back here on the Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racer. Hey, this is Greg Sussman from the Roto Experts in the Morning, and listen, we can all use a little help sometimes. That's why I talk to 3 guys every single day that help me with my fantasy teams. But if you need help with your fantasy teams, and you probably do, you should purchase the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge Fantasy Football In-Season Package, featuring weekly lineup ranks, chats with our experts every single day, and player cards for every player in the NFL, including reports from InsideInjuries.com. You cannot beat it. Don't set your lineups without checking the Roto Experts Exclusive Edge In-Season Package. RotoExperts.com/DKMS. That is the website to go to find out more information about trying to stop blood cancer. Please swab your cheeks. Find out if you can be a match to save someone's life. Donate right now. Please just read more information. We're not asking you to do anything besides just understand the information out there and read and maybe become a candidate to one day save somebody's life. It's really that serious. It's that important. So please head on over to rotoexperts.com/DKMS and learn more about what you can do to save lives. Also at the bottom of the page, you scroll down, you have a chance to go to the Super Bowl by going to that website, rotoexperts.com/DKMS. You click the link, you play in a DFS game each and every week of football season. If you win that DFS game, it's completely free. You go to week 17, you face off against 15 other people, you win, you head to Minnesota. It is just that. RotoExperts.com/DKMS.
I got my package in the mail yesterday.
There you go. Excellent job, Matt. Excellent job.
And every Thursday and Friday on RotoExperts.com, our Mike Waterloo will give you the best DFS picks
nice
for the game.
Nice job. That's good stuff. Scott, when you get your kit, you swab your cheek, but not that cheek.
Mr. Sussman. The guy's very immature.
Waiver wire wide receivers, Mr. Sussman.
Everything's a joke to you, isn't it?
Waiver wire wide receivers, indeed. All right, Sterling Shepard has been dropped for whatever reason.
What?
Yeah, I'm just making sure.
Oh, pick him up.
Pick him up.
Yeah.
Pick him up.
Giants number one wide receiver.
According to Yahoo.
Drop a bag on him.
According to Yahoo, he's available in 48% of leagues.
Yeah, yeah. Go get him.
All
if you
got to
empty the clip, empty the clip. He's number one wide receiver in the New York Giants.
Absolutely. Empty the clip on Sterling Shepard for when he goes back.
Shepard.
I understand.
Oh, okay, okay. I just want to make sure I'm not wrong.
That's the King's pronunciation.
Yes.
Yes. It's the royal pronunciation.
Sterling Shepard. Go pick him up. Another name I want to bring up.
Leroy.
There's not a ton of great wide receivers that are out there here this week. So I'll try my best to get through the guys that are. John Brown.
Yeah, John Brown's available in my home league. And we have Stephon Diggs, Golden Tate, and Emmanuel Sanders. So those three guys aren't playing this week.
Better go
probably
out there and get them, yeah.
Yeah, 41 slices.
Empty the clip.
We're going to put some slices on him. We're even going to bid. Marvin Jones is out there. We're going to bid on him.
All right.
But we got found money, so.
I like that.
The problem with Marvin Jones, though, like you get him, but the thing is that maybe you won't have to spend as much or might be more available, like especially in a regular waiver run in a mainstream league. People are going to look at the fact that he's on a bye, too. Mm-hmm. So, you know, you can go out there and get him.
How much money are you spending on Marvin Jones?
I got 60 left, and I need a wide receiver like him. I said I would probably spend about $33.
Now, if
so you spend $33 on Darren McFadden and Marvin Jones, you're out, bro.
No, because, like, you know, the different squads, I'm thinking.
But the thing is, if you're the Golden Tate owner, I think you really want to be aggressive here. Because if Golden Tate, even after the bye, starts missing a couple more weeks, you know, Marvin
Jones.
You
own Emmanuel Sanders, I want to be aggressive, too.
That's a good point as well.
Yeah.
Well, but the problem is, you don't get him for this week, which is the issue.
Right.
Yeah, but you got to look, like, even Sterling Shepard.
Yeah, absolutely.
You don't get him this week.
He's going to be here this week or next week, yeah.
So, but you got to look ahead and, you know, like, I'm going to get John Brown, hopefully, put him in my lineup this week. If I get Marvin Jones, he's insurance
him
for Golden Tate. And that's how you have to think. It's like playing chess. You're looking ahead. You know, you're trying to put the pieces in and be able to, you know, field a competitive lineup week in, week out with these buys.
Corey, how much would you spend on both John Brown and Marvin Jones?
$9 a pipe.
So you're not really spending much on either guy.
Not going crazy unless I really need them. I don't want to get into that double-digit range.
Okay.
With John Brown, just be prepared. Yeah, not only injuries, but even when he's healthy, he's boom or bust.
John Brown, if he's healthy, is a damn good receiver. I have to be honest with this. He is really good. I'll give the old kid a shout out on that. He was high on him early in the season before the illness stuff really came out to the forefront. We thought he was getting better or whatever, and then he backed off. But John Brown, when healthy and on the field, there's a when, if, you know, and all that. He produces. He gets the job done. He's probably the most talented receiver in that core. But he suffers from an illness, and he's routinely injured.
Yeah, and when he's healthy, though, it's like 1 week you might get 3 points, and the next week you might get 30.
Hey, Scott, you said before the break people are going to spend on Kenny Golladay, and that's a mistake. Matt, you also agreed. You were the other way, I'm sorry, that you wanted Kenny Golladay when it comes
to
this.
Well, I stated early in the season that I thought at some point Kenny Golladay would get more involved in this offense. And if you look at the offense right now, Darren Fells is catching touchdown passes. Everybody thought it was going to be Ebron. So there is end zone targets to be had. Golladay has not been healthy. He's a big target. He's a rookie as well. So he's going to have highs and lows. But if he's healthy, I think he's going to get targeted. And if Golden Tate's not there, I mean, he has to be a person of interest.
I don't know, because like Golden Tate was never that goal line guy, that touchdown type scorer. So That role still has to come into vogue for him. I think the role hasn't changed for Golladay. It's still there for him to seize, but I don't think Tate's out necessarily.
My point isn't just like with the end zone. I think he's going to get end zone targets regardless, even if Golden Tate was there. I'm saying if Golden Tate's out, he's going to get more targets. Of course, it was Marvin Jones. I mean, who's the other guy? DTJ Jones is going to come in? I don't think that's the case.
Okay,
Not be surprised if they use TJ Jones outside the 20s and Golladay in the red zone. And Stafford does like TJ Jones.
Who the hell is TJ Jones?
He's the third wide receiver.
What school did he go to?
I don't know.
I'm going to bank on it being
I don't know why Virginia comes to mind. That doesn't sound right. He went to Notre Dame.
Stafford does look to him on some key downs, though.
Went to Notre Dame. He's from Canada. He's from Winnipeg, Manitoba.
That's cool.
There you go.
Canadian wide receiver.
We'll teach you something about TJ Jones.
Okay. So what other wide receivers out there that could be of interest? Robert Woods.
Robert Woods has played damn well.
There's a floor there.
Since that Thursday night game, he looks good. He does look good.
There's a floor with Robert Woods. It's, you know, we've talked a lot about Cup, but defense has realized that he likes Cup, and when they're taking away Cup, he's going to Woods.
Hey, here's the thing right here, right? What are you talking about? Robert Woods.
Wide receiver, Los Angeles Rams.
Wait a minute now. We're getting to the point where we're picking up Robert Woods and benching Sammy Watkins.
Correct.
This is crazy.
Watkins has caught one pass in the last two games.
The problem is that Sammy is not getting targeted. He did throw a deep pass to him when he was like double covered, but unless he's going to start throwing contested throws and making him have to go up. Robert Woods, just to make the point, 3 out of the last 4 games has over double digit points in a PPR.
Jared Goff is a young Matt Ryan. He's not throwing that 50-50 ball. He's hitting the open guy, and Robert Woods is constantly open. Who thought that the better Buffalo wide receiver to go to Los Angeles was going to be Woods? But it is.
This is a problem with Sammy Watkins. This is a problem. And I don't think it might just be targets. I think it might be him. It might be a Sammy Watkins thing. Maybe this guy just isn't that good. Maybe all this talent that we hear about, maybe this guy is trash in real life. Maybe that talent left when he left Clemson University. Because the fact that Robert Woods, a career journeyman who cannot stay on the field, is putting up these numbers and Sammy Watkins can't do spit, it makes me very, very upset. Sammy Watkins' ass is attached to my virtual bench, and he's not getting off of it. I am through with him. I'm doing it for real this time.
Okay, but
I'm doing it for real
Robert
this time,
Woods,
man.
How about this? Journeyman?
How about
this? For two teams.
He's played 6 games. In 4 of the 6 games,
Woods or Watkins,
he's gotten 4 or less targets. I mean, he's not even getting in 2 of those 4 games, he's gotten 2 targets.
Is he getting open?
Even you got to throw it up. Even if you got to give – look.
He's not throwing that 50-50 ball.
Yeah. I think Scott's more right where Goff isn't willing to take that chance. Gurley's dominating. He's got his boy Cup going over and Woods. So I think that's the problem. The one game he got 7 targets, he caught 6 passes for 106 yards, 2 touchdowns. He caught a Willie Mays-type catch. He had a couple of beautiful touchdowns. Opening game of the season, he was targeted 5 times, caught 5 passes from 58 yards.
Look, it's working for the – you know why it might not change? Because it's working for the Rams. They're winning ball games. In the scheme of things, Sammy Watkins is commanding a lot of defensive respect because of his talent, and it's opening up things for other receivers, and it's working
what
for the Rams.
What does that do for our fantasy teams?
Nothing. But guess what? You want to look at the bright side? He's healthy.
Yeah, he's healthy and he still stinks. Yeah.
Would you rather have Sterling Shepard or Sammy Watkins?
Sterling Shepard by 100 million miles.
Okay,
that's a lot of miles.
Would walk.
The other wide receivers on the waiver wire, we mentioned them earlier today. You're gonna want to throw a few bucks on these guys. It's Juju Smith-Schuster. That's Taylor Gabriel, and that's Paul Richardson as well, because I think that floor is enough.
I can't do the Paul Richardson thing, but I can feel everybody else.
I don't think Paul Richardson scored less than 9 points in any
game. The last game he played was it. Everything else has been about 9, like you said, Scott, 9 or above. There's a floor there. I think that's something.
I like Paul Richardson.
I do too. You throw a couple bucks, all 3 of those guys, you're happy to have them on your bench, you put them in, and you'll get something
out of
them.
I would probably go put Paul Richardson atop those 3.
Atop those 3, okay.
Wow, okay.
So there you go. Now you get to the name that you love more than anybody, Matt Modica, and that's Josh Doctson. You believe that he's trending. You believe that he's trending up. He had a touchdown catch, but that was it. Ryan Grant still out snapping.
That was really frustrating for me because I lost Odell the week before for the season. Diggs didn't play. So with that San Francisco defense, you know, being decimated, not good really, I started Pryor and Doctson. Doctson scores a touchdown immediately, then doesn't catch another ball. And Pryor gets targeted in the end zone like 3 times, and they don't connect. So,
all right.
So but you have to like Doctson. He's trending
up. He is available in over 90% of Yahoo leagues right now.
Yeah, I'm not telling you to go out and like blow all your money or something. But, you know, you put a few dollars on him, and he's a guy that, you know, a half a season left.
Would you want him over the 3 guys I just named? Richardson, Gabriel, Smith-Schuster?
I'll put maybe Richardson above him, but I look for the, if I want the upside play, it's Doxson.
Of course. Other names, we talked about earlier on the show, Denny Fowler, he's out there to replace Emmanuel Sanders, even Jordan Taylor in deeper leagues. Adam Humphries as well with Arizona, especially if Fitzmagic is the starter. Take a break, we'll come back, we'll talk some tight ends with the all-in kid, Jake Seeley, and we'll get into the fantasy football frenzy. That is up next here on the Roto Experts, sponsored by DX Racing.
Are you new to Daily Fantasy? Are you a veteran? Either way, you can better your chances of winning money, and lots of it, by going to DailyRoto.com. Multiple people have become millionaires thanks to the guys at Daily Roto. Why not take advice from the experts? You can become a millionaire too. Just go to DailyRoto.com to rock Daily Fantasy Sports.
Experts program sponsored by DX Racer.
What was the Monday moment?
The Monday moment yesterday, well, it was Scotty was all pumped up. Was it about Chris Thompson? I think it was Chris Thompson.
Chris Thompson, yeah.
It was Chris Thompson yesterday. Yeah. Scott was pumped about Chris Thompson.
Okay, cool. He was doing something with his mouth just now, though.
Let's talk about the tight ends. Before we get into the fantasy football frenzy. Tight ends here that you may want to pick up whether on the free agent waiver wire. We said it last week and the week before, but Austin Seferian Jenkins is safely a top 10 tight end at this point.
I love him. I love Austin. I won't get his jersey.
He got clean, turned the game around.
Somebody send me an Austin Seferian Jenkins jersey. I'll wear it. Jet fans, send me Austin Seferian Jenkins jersey to the Midtown Renaissance.
You know what's interesting? Yeah. They were interviewing him about that controversial play, and he handled it as well as anybody could. He said, look, you know, I have to do a better job of protecting the football. You know, the referees do their job, and I just got to defer to them.
Oh, he definitely handled it better than I would have.
Well, yeah. Supposedly he went nuts on the field. He got back in the locker room, totally composed. He got a lot of credit for that yesterday. George Higgins, I said that before.
Who the hell is George Higgins?
George Kittle. I don't know why I wrote Higgins on here. I think you know what it was?
Somebody you went to Maryland with.
I think I had Rashawn Higgins in here at some point, and I crossed out and just left the Higgins. George Kittle. When C.J. Beathard came out here, I don't know why I wrote George Higgins. It's very funny. George Kittle was targeted seemingly incessantly by C.J. Beathard. I like George Kittle going forward. I really do. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Jake was saying yesterday, often, but not always, young quarterbacks will look to that tight end. And outside of Pierre Garçon, there's nobody dependable there. You know, Marquise Goodwin is, you know, a few catches every week. But all of a sudden, Beathard's looked for Aldrick Robinson, too. So, you know, that's something to keep your eye on as well.
I wonder if the Beathard being there, does Garçon take a little bit of a hit?
It's possible. It's possible.
He still looked for him. I think that's a veteran receiver. The coaches are going to tell him that's your go-to guy.
So, Austin Hooper is still out there in half of leagues, 50% of leagues.
Pick him up. He get more work than Julio Jones.
I believe Austin Hooper outplayed Tyler Gabriel.
Yeah, sure,
I had to think about that for a second.
That's the wrong
with
name.
With you, Tyler Gabriel.
Oh, you got it wrong.
Tyler Gabriel thing too. Is like, you work for FNTSY, there's no A, and like Taylor Gabriel, there's no A, right?
There you go.
It's a nice corporate way to look at it.
Yeah,
Scott.
I really thought
we
that
put
was
the
fair.
A in your Taylor.
I have been known to be corporate.
It's very funny. Austin Hooper, he's out there.
Not let me not say that. Another letter.
I said it a couple of weeks ago. I want to bring it up again because I think it's worth it. He's available in 92% of Yahoo leagues. He's on a bye this week, but Ryan Griffin is going to be a tight
end. Oh, yeah, get him.
That you should like. I like Ryan Griffin.
I get him.
He's on a bye. I like that.
How much do we love Jimmy Graham this week?
Enough to be disappointed.
he's been doing it the last few games.
I love Jimmy Graham this week.
Jimmy Graham's been better. I mean, everybody killed this guy, but you look at the numbers.
It was an interesting story in the Tacoma News Tribune yesterday about
the Tacoma News Tribune.
Yeah, that's one of the West Coast papers. Yeah, I read a lot of these hometown papers, and They were talking about Jimmy Graham's touchdown pass against the Rams was a fade, and him and Wilson have been trying to develop that forever. And because they connected on it, that's the kind of thing where it could get Jimmy Graham rolling.
There you go, right there.
Three other tight ends out there. Jack Doyle, obviously, we saw last night, scored a touchdown. John Cole passes, fumbled the ball, which wasn't good. But he's available in 60% of leagues, so I like Jackie D. You have Tyler Kroft for the Bengals. He's a red zone target for
I'd
Cincinnati.
Pick him up.
We like Tyler Kroft.
Any tight end can be picked up, including Ed Dixon.
It's true.
Ed Dixon plays every snap of the damn game. And, you know, Cam likes to go to the tight end.
Yeah, wait, any tight end can be picked up?
Guys,
if somebody cuts Eric Ebron, are you picking him up?
No.
I will be cutting Eric Ebron.
Here's the last one for you. It's Zach Miller. Since Mitchell Trubisky became the starting quarterback,
he has caught both of his touchdowns.
2 for 25 and a touchdown. That's right. Both touchdowns go to Zach Miller, who now I believe is a top 10 tight end.
I think Cullen threw a touchdown, too.
That's good. Yeah. Hey, we're done. Frenzy's up next with Jake, Corey, and Matt. For Scott, Matt, and Corey, my name is Greg Sussman. We'll see you tomorrow. Bye-bye, everybody.